Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
It's 90.3 KEXP, the morning show here in our performance space. I'm John Richards, and I'm here in the live room, Seattle outfit The Dip. There's a lot of The Dip here. We will talk to them in a little bit. Their new album, The Dip Delivers, is out now. Friends, take it away.
You're coming in the back door at 3 a.m. You spent the night in the hospital, sitting next to your best friend. Woke up 3 hours later just to go downtown. And I've known you long enough to see you starting to wear you down. Muster up a smile. I wish you'd take a minute for yourself once in a while. I got a bigger heart than anyone I've ever known. What you got to see is killing me the way you care and on.
Love it. The Dip live here on the morning show. Nothing sounds better than horns in this space, man. I appreciate you bringing it. What a good day for it, too. Glad it's not a rainy, crappy day out. I like a good horns on a nice sunny day here in Seattle. And I'd love you, Tom, starting with you, I'd love an introduction from the band and maybe what instrument you're playing.
Yeah. My name's Tom Eddy. I play the guitar and sing. Guitar is Jacob Lundgren. On the trumpet, Mr. Brendan Carter. On the tenor saxophone, Levi Gillis. On the baritone sax, Dr. Evan Smith. And on bass guitar, Mr. Mark Hunter. And on the drum set, Mr. Jared Katz.
I think you got them all right.
Good yeah, job, I think so.
How long has this particular outfit been playing together? I've been playing your music for a few years now. I feel like it's...
Yeah, we've been together for a long time, maybe 6 or 7 years, and been playing together in various levels of seriousness. Never too serious.
What ups the level? Like, is that, I got songs, is it, I want to get out and play? What?
Yeah, I think it's just like, oh my gosh, there's humans here besides us, and that ups the level.
Where'd y'all meet?
We met at the University of Washington. Jared, I don't know if you want to... He's the origin story master.
Yeah?
Yeah, we all met at University of Washington. Mark and I were playing in the jazz department together, as well as Levi and Brennan. And we were playing a lot of small groups and combos and doing that stuff. And we were really enjoying that and getting to know each other as friends. And we decided to, you know, maybe do some stuff that, like, we could play at some house parties or just, you know, in basements and stuff like that. Just kind of different stuff. And then it kind of just grew one by one out of that. And we were super influenced by, you know, like the Dap Kings and all the Daptone stuff. And I grew up on a lot of James Brown and that kind of drumming and stuff like that. So we kind of just started piecing together, met Tom through some friends, and Jake went to high school with Mark, and Evan came to UW a few years later. And it just kind of, it was super natural progression. I think that's just kind of been slow and steady with us.
Jared, all I can think about is Whiplash. Was it, you know, similar, your experience?
I could not disagree more. That's maybe one of my least favorite movies. It's nothing like that.
Maybe it's an East Coast thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Well, it's great to have other UW alum here. And you still go to the UW? I shouldn't assume. I was in school for a long time. I didn't want to face the real world.
No, we got out of there.
We all got out of there.
Finally.
That's good. Let's talk about the record, The Dip Delivers. And I was thinking of that last song, too. Are there songs like that that are instrumental where you don't know going in if there's going to be vocals? Because you put vocals on some of these tracks. There's some just like, man, words are not working.
Yeah. I mean, I think most of the time there's a pretty strong idea of an arrangement, if whether it's going to have vocals or not. But there's definitely some songs that have a gray area. Like, oh, this could have vocals or it could be... but we haven't had like the full fail, like this isn't working. It's an instrumental now, but I'm sure it will happen.
That's
soon.
How I picture it. So I want it to be that.
Yeah.
Like, never mind. It's an instrumental. We're going to play it. Sorry. The Dip Delivers Again is the new record from The Dip. And when you write those songs, how does it work with so many people in the band?
Honestly, it's a true blessing. Like everyone has their own level, like little world of expertise.
Yeah.
And it sometimes takes a lot longer because you got to get it through past 7 people, you know? But it's really awesome because everyone's influences kind of define the window through which they view the song that's being brought to the group. And so it's really amazing. I think it's the coolest part about the group is just like this smorgasbord of tastes and
well,
stuff.
Well, and you can't really, you know, you wouldn't call you a soul band. You met when you were jazz, like, and there's rock in there and there's all kinds of other things. Do you find it hard when you go out to find shows or easy that you cross so many genres or you don't want to be pigeonholed into one kind of like soul group or, you know?
Yeah, I think that's really the crux of it. Like we just try to do different things and play different music and not really think about, you know, like fitting into a box. All the dads are like, oh man, you sound like Chicago back in the day, you know, that were like Tower of Power, man, those horns, I love that. And we love the dads of the that come and say that. It's crazy, but
that might be granddads saying yeah. At this point, yeah. You sound like Chicago. I didn't hear that, but okay. Again, The Dip's here in the studio. I love the record, The Dip Delivers. And what's the plan? I imagine a lot of summer shows. I would think a band like this would be in demand. I mean, just with the sunny day today, it sounds so good, right?
Yeah, we just got back from a little 5-week tour. I guess not little. It took. We're a little gassed, but I mean, this is obviously amping us up right now being in here. But yeah, this summer we'll be gone doing some traveling. It's a lot of summer festivals, and get to fly to Japan for some shows, which is going to be really cool. And trying to enjoy the ride. And actually, we need to start working on the next record pretty much as soon as possible. So,
well, that's good news. The Dipper live here in the morning show. If you guys are ready for another one, we are ready to have you. All right. It's the Dip live here on KEXP.
Give me the keys to the Cadillac. Said you can take it if you bring them back. So she gave me the keys, baby, to the Cadillac. Said you can take it if you bring them back. So my baby, she's a stone cold queen. By every measure, she's the woman of my dreams. Soul to the earth, heart and soul, and she works real hard making all kinds of dough. But she went to the dealership by 2 weeks ago, and I ain't got to drive it since she brought that thing home. She gave me the keys, baby, to the Cadillac. Said you can take it if you bring it back. So she gave me the keys, baby, to the Cadillac. Said you can take it if you bring it back. So much as I can. Well, my baby's got it colored. She's a breadwinner. Puts the food on the table, baby, and I'm just making dinner. She's everything she's got except that big old fancy car. But she's saying I can take it if I don't ride too far. Give her the keys to the Cadillac. Said you can take it and you'll bring it back soon. Give her the keys to the Cadillac. Said can take it if you bring it back soon. Come on, baby, just around the block. I will not scratch it, I swear to God.
Somebody has to chair here. That was a lot of work.
Thank you very much.
Nice work. That sounded great. She gave me the keys, the name of that from the Dip Delivers, and we got one more. If you're rested, I feel like I should give you a chance to regroup.
Oh, we're good.
You're good? Okay.
Someday, I might miss you, but I sure don't miss you right now. Ooh, I was blue as a man.
The Dip, live here on The Morning Show. Sure Don't Miss You, the name of that track. The Dip Delivers a new album. Great job, fellas.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to have you up here. And don't wait so long on the next record so we can have you back here again. Safe travels this summer and good luck in Japan as well. Appreciate that very much. And our crew here, as always, big thanks to them, both on the sound and the vision. And a big thank you to everybody who supports listener-powered KEXP. And that's why these sessions happen. We are 90.3 KEXP Seattle.